This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne. Welcome
Good
to the tag
morning,
team.
Good morning, Melbourne.
It is 24 minutes to 7 this morning. It's dark outside, but we're heading for a beautiful day, a top of 32. So wake up, throw off the covers, and embrace the day.
Grab yourself a coffee.
Yes, you're with Harry, Hunter, and Dave on this Thursday morning. Guys, we've got a bumper show coming up.
Oh, we've got a cracking show.
I'm going to be doing a little, what I call, a sports rap.
Oh, your favourite. Your favourite, the sports rap. Yeah. And guys, I need to make a confession because last week I've killed something.
Oh, it's a Hunter,
the vibe in this studio, so well done to you.
I was so excited for my getting up and starting at 6:30. You've just killed it straight away, Hunter.
That's right.
Stone dead.
Good vibe.
Dave, what have you been up to this week?
I actually started personal training on Tuesday night.
Oh bragging.
Yes. But I'm a bit sore now.
So. I'm going to be the old one out in this team, you two with your fitness obsession.
Yeah, and guys, I've witnessed a nude swim this week, and I've got to talk to you about it.
And you've lived to regret it.
I'm not happy.
All that and more, guys. You're on the tag team this morning.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Now it's for Harry's sports wrap.
Oh, I was cooting for ages, to be honest.
Here she comes across the field. What's she got this week? She's got a squash racket, a lacrosse net, and a big stick. It's Harry's sports wrap.
Turns around, bounces, looks for the goal.
All right, Nick. Now, it was International Women's Day yesterday.
Yes, happy International Women's Day to you, Harry, and all the great women of this earth.
Oh, so good. And the Swedish soccer team celebrated that by, you know, on the back of shirts, you have your names, but they had...
The men's or women's team?
The women's team, yep. Obviously. But they had...
obvious. I thought you were going to tell something the men did to mark the day.
Ah, good, Hunter.
Oh, yeah, bring it back to the boys, is it? Couldn't give me 2-minute talk break, could you, without bringing it back to the boys?
Okay, what are the Swedes up to?
The Swedes say they've replaced the backs with stuff like believe in your dreams, believe in yourself. I'm playing for my girls in Iran.
Oh, that one's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
The first two sound a bit like something your mum would stick up in the bathroom.
Yeah, but it's on the back of their shirts, which I thought was really great.
Right, yeah. Why does that make it greater?
Because their slogans, they're not their actual names. You know, it's just like number
yes,
six,
I get
Lloyd.
It. I get the replacement.
Or number
names.
Six, Smith. Smythe.
I hope they won.
They haven't played yet, but it's just.
They will win.
They will. They definitely will.
Yeah.
And the waffle on the weekend?
Oh. Yes.
Did anybody. Dave, you watched your first game?
Is it the waffle or the AFLW?
We're calling it the waffle.
Oh, the waffle.
Because obviously we think they would have wanted to call it the WAFL, because that's a better name. But it smells the waffle.
I'm new to the tag team.
Yeah. You watched your first game, Dave?
I did. I watched the top of the table clash between Brisbane and Adelaide.
How did you find it?
I loved it.
Yeah?
It was so intense. It was like there was no boring part to the whole game.
Great.
Yeah. Are the crowd numbers good? They're still holding?
It was a sellout in the Adelaide-Brisbane game.
Was it?
Yeah. It was standing room.
Even old mate Steve Price was shocked that the numbers have been holding. And I think if he's shocked, that is a good indication that this is a thing.
Yeah.
This is actually a thing. We're getting closer now to the pointy end of the season with the last round. And Carlton are playing the Dockers.
Sorry, when's the last round?
I think we've got the 10 rounds, so we've got 4 more to go.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's getting closer. Carlton are playing Freo on the weekend. And Adelaide and Melbourne, that'll be a big clash.
All right. And the D's still holding up?
The D's,
I think they're thereabouts. It's
they're fourth, so they're just behind Carlton, so they're not doing too bad.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
And you're on the tag team with Harry Hunter and Dave the Apprentice. Dave the Apprentice, we're calling him, which he loves, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how many weeks is it until I become a professional?
Well, it depends on your...
It's usually a good 12-week that show runs for, so if you make it to the end, congrats.
That's right, then you can graduate.
Maybe every week we can end with, you're fired.
Oh, no, it's now, you're terminated now, what Arnold Schwarzenegger says.
Is that what he said?
He goes, you're terminated, get to the chopper.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they got accents.
Well, that's not what Sir Alan Sugar says, so we'll just keep it.
What does he say?
He says, you're fired.
Okay, given that the original Apprentice Man is now the president of the United States, I'd say that trumps the Alan Sugar version, babe.
Nah, I don't know.
No, disagree.
Guys, I went camping the weekend. And Hunter, you know this, but Dave, I love camping. Festivals, I'm all over it.
Yep. Right? She's like a turtle, mate. She carries her home on her back. Sometimes it's a camper van, sometimes it's a large backpack. Sometimes it's just, you know...
Misery.
Oh, run out of backpack and camper van, run out of camping.
Misery, I said, her misery.
Misery, great. But last week, wanted to get away for the night, so we found like this awesome spot just in between Lorne and Anglesey. And it was a free camping site, right, which are very rare in Victoria, very rare.
Are they? What do they normally set you back? $7 or $8?
Listen, you'll be laughing the other side of your face in a minute when I tell you how much they actually cost.
How much?
It's like $18 to $40.
What?
Yeah, some camps.
For one tent?
Yeah.
Did you play per tent or per person?
Per night.
Per night, per tent?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I know.
It's not even a cheap way to travel.
Nah, it's really
not.
You
could get a hostel for that.
Exactly. And I tell you what, in a hostel... Oh, no, actually, this might happen, right? So we get there, we set up, right? I'm all smug because we've set up our camping area. We've got a tarp. Holly was like, oh, I'm going to set the tarp up in case it rains. I said, you'll never do it. That tarp is useless. We need sticks, poles. We need to get it in. Anyway, she wrangled it. It was fabulous. All right? I was wrong. Egg on my face.
You had to eat your words.
Ooh. Yeah, I had to eat my words, right? So we've set up and everybody else in their camper vans and they're all foreign, right? A lot of them are from Germany.
And do you pretend you're out from Wales as a backpacker?
Sometimes. If a park ranger came, I probably would.
Yeah, because that's less embarrassing than me. Like, oh, we just live down the road. We've just come down.
Yeah.
We've just come
I'd
down.
I'd probably give it a... It's like when I get out of Mikey Finds, I'm like, teenage. Saisneg, Teen Shadow can rag to you.
Pretend you're the only woman in the world who can only speak Welsh and not English.
Yeah.
Of course.
Have you really done that?
Yeah.
You have not.
It doesn't work.
What do they do? I have. Well, they still give you the fine.
So they put it like a Welsh address on it.
Well, yeah, I give them the Schlesley address.
Yeah.
But, and they stand there. I mean, I deserve it because they stand there and write it down. So I don't deserve it. Anyway, it's full of German backpackers, all in their camper vans. There's a wicked camper with a slogan on the back, which I'm not a fan of.
Was it offensive?
Yeah, at the best of times. Anyway, so I've got a cheese board. Like, we've got a smug camping dinner.
Oh, I can imagine.
Right?
Sounds like a traditional camping weekend.
Yeah.
So
just picture Harry with a cheese board being on coffee next to a van that says, want a root? Hop in or something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It wasn't my favourite. So I thought, right, let's get out of here. So let's go for a romantic walk. So we go up this path. And as we're going up the path, I'm like, oh, there's a lot of toilet paper around here. I was like, oh, somebody's been TPing, classic, on holiday. And then, there it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just a giant, giant turd.
Oh God, smell the romance, Dave.
I got a bottle of sparkling, right?
Under your arm?
I mean, one of France's finest. Yeah, really.
Ritzy.
Under my arm. And I've got a cheese board. Yep. You know, I am in it.
Yeah. And then you're in it.
As we keep walking, you can't move for it. And then I start seeing them everywhere. They're like grenades, just there, and there, there and there, and there. And I'm ducking and weaving. And I'm, well, I've
That's
been...
a sort of disgusting video game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been put off my cheese, right?
No, not a fragrant cheese either.
No.
Because, you know, you have that scent association.
Well, exactly.
Now, whenever you carve open a bit of Gruyere, you'll think of that poop.
Well, and then we get up around the corner and I can't see any more toilet paper. So I'm like, right, this is good. So it was like right by the sea. Holly very romantically like grabs this big log and rolls it over.
Oh, what
like
sort of log?
Yeah, what?
No, like an actual wooden one.
Uh-huh.
Rolls it over, puts a jacket down. It was very romantic. Then we sit and we sort of sat down and I was like, lost my appetite. And she's like, yeah, me too. So then we just like necked the champagne and then went, should we walk back down? Walk back down, and as we were walking back down, a guy came to have a whiz, and we interrupted him, and then he started chatting to us, telling us where he was from, and then walked back to us, and then had to walk back up.
Oh, what?
It was the worst.
No wonder it was a free camping place, mate. What you've done, you've pitched your tent in the toot. That's what you've done.
I really have.
You've pitched your tent in the local toot.
So I'm done for this summer.
It.
I'm over it.
No, that's it. It's all
right. It sounds like a shitty weekend.
Very good.
The great then. Outdoors.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. Joy.org.au.
You know what time of the year it is?
It's mid-March.
Yeah, well
give
done.
Us a chance to guess.
Congratulations.
The question.
Okay, what time of the year it is?
This is why Dave's still Dave the Apprentice, because he asks questions but doesn't know that they deserve answers.
But with the right training, Dave. I don't even know. To be honest with you, I don't even know the actual date today. What is it, March 9 or 10?
Yeah.
It's that time to re-evaluate our lovely New Year's resolutions that we all made.
Of course. I plum forgot about
exactly.
Mine.
Exactly. That's the case I've been noticing. Everybody has forgotten the New Year's resolution.
Because you're right, because they New Year's resolutions last such a short amount of time that by March they're over.
Yeah.
They're
well and truly. So basically, I think New Year's resolutions, you're either on track, failed miserably, or in Hunter's case, you've forgotten completely.
Plum forgot.
So my New Year's resolutions was I always come up every single year, I come up with a list of like 25 things and I never ever get through half of them.
What has been your most ambitious one?
Well, to get fit.
Oh,
yeah, so
okay.
My two ones was to eat healthy and to be fit.
All right, great.
Sounds great.
Yeah. No.
You're very generic.
Be choosing those ones. That's tale as old as time. In fact, my New Year's resolution this year was to not say lose weight, because after making my New Year's resolution for 30 years, I thought it might be time to choose a new one.
Gain weight.
I was a very guilt-ridden 18-month-year-old.
Yeah.
And that.
So I spent January and February and most of the early stages of March not even thinking about my New Year's resolutions, but I have just
what?
Started doing personal training.
I'm on track, people. Well, it's funny you mention that because...
Hang on, sorry. I don't know if you get the credit for being on track if you're starting in March. I'd say that's a New Year's resolution fail, absolutely, and now just something you're trying in autumn.
Dave is a very positive person, right? If he wants to put a positive spin on his feelings, let him.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I've already figured out this show. Harry, you're the half glass full, and Hunter's... I'm not sure you've even got a glass, to be honest with you. Now, how's your New Year's resolutions going? If you want to text in, it's 0427-JOY949.
Or you can email us onair@joy.org.au.
Or why not call Jeff the Barrel Girl, 1-300-JOY949. Now, it's funny you mention that, Dave, because, right, I'm mad for a New Year's resolution. Meant for it. But I didn't make any this year. But what I have done now, right, is I was going to talk to you guys about this. I want to be held accountable for getting in shape, right? But I don't know how else to do it. So I thought if I announce it on air, then you guys can hold me accountable. So,
but you're already very good at it.
Like,
you haven't failed.
I know.
You're better than us.
Well, I technically haven't failed, but I technically haven't been pushing myself any harder than I did last year yet.
I mean, Dave, you might not know that Harry has undergone a body transformation. I mean, in the time I've known her, quite a transformation. But come on, let's have a little Biggest Loser style weigh in here. So, what do you weigh currently, first of all?
Oh, my God.
Ballpark. You can ballpark.
Okay. Where's Michelle Bridges
right,
here?
So
I'd love to be Michelle Bridges.
Currently, like, 74. Kilos.
74. And what do you think your kilos were at your heaviest?
At my heaviest, probably 108, maybe?
Oh, my goodness.
110.
Now, I'm not saying wow at you saying 74. I'm actually saying wow at you saying that on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you were saying wow at how much weight you lost. That's the impressive part.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
But I want to keep going further with my exercise and my goals and everything. So for the next 28 days, so it starts tonight. So for the next 28 days, I'm going to really try my best to kickstart my health goal and to keep it up. So I've joined a new gym. But also, I'm really going to work and practice at, if I don't go to the gym as well, that it's not the end of the world. Because sometimes I get too focused on, oh, God, I didn't go to the gym, and that makes me anxious. And then, oh, but I ate a raspberry slice earlier. And, oh.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is go all of it together in a good mindset that this is my goal, and it's absolutely achievable.
But also, effort.
Also effort. Well, I think that if I don't put pressure on it, maybe that'll work better. But also, if you guys hold me accountable without giving me a red-hot roast on a weekly basis.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't feel like I'm going to hold you accountable.
We could team up.
We could. Yes.
We've been offered free personal training, and that didn't happen, did it, Hunter?
No, it's because we were already doing it.
Can I confess something as well?
Go on, oh, absolutely.
The only reason I signed up for this personal training was because the personal trainer was quite attractive. Is that wrong motivations?
Oh, I've just bared my soul. And yeah. You're going, he was hot, so I was going to do it. No, I'm playing a song, Dave. That's it. You're on the tag team on Joy 94.9 with Harry Hunter and Dave. And
what's the time for now, Harry?
Hunter's Movie Club.
Hunter's Movie Club. Thanks for organising the theme song. Like
we need a theme song, don't we?
I've been seeing movies flat out. And flat out.
Yeah?
Flat out. And I saw a great one this week, and I'm going to recommend it all to you. It's a documentary, and it's called The Family. And it's about a notorious Melbourne cult from from the 60s to the 90s by a woman called Anne Hamilton Byrne, who was just a very, you know, glamorous Australian Melbourne white woman who managed to amass a huge following of cult followers. And then they started stealing babies.
What?
And they stole, at one point, I think she had 40 babies. And she peroxide blonded all their hair blonde and raised them in the country and had them all on LSD all the time. Oh, it's very grim. But you've got to see it. I've got a recreational interest in the family.
You're not allowed to touch their soft spot, let alone peroxide their hair.
No.
I thought we were talking about the Griswolds. I've got my notes totally wrong here.
No,
is this the Brady Bunch? What's going on?
No, it's not. It's anything but the Brady Bunch, mate. Did you ever see Carol Brady putting everyone on LSD? I doubt you did. Anyway, get along and see that, guys. But more importantly, you know what it got me thinking is that I would quite love to have a cult. Nothing as grim as The Family, obviously. Mine would be a sort of up, happy.
Yeah.
But I think I've got the, you know, talent, charm and charisma to be a
cult. That is classic cult language.
It is.
Oh, God, if I've ever heard anything like it. Of all of us, I knew that you would think that you would be the cult leader. Oh, gee.
Well, it could have been you. You don't have the decisiveness, you know.
Listen, you put me in a tight spot, right? You see what my fight or flight instinct is, right? I dare you.
Is it fight or flight?
Fight.
You're a fighter, you think.
I moved to the other side of the world. Of course I'm a fighter.
What would your cult be about, Hunter?
It's not a Katy Perry song, babe.
What would your cult be about?
Hear me roar.
I think my cult would be about being...
need to be passionate about something.
Being fashion forward, you know, looking great. Minimalism. Yeah. I'm a minimalist.
Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
Having not...
Yeah, walk into your house, it looks like no one lives there. That's how minimal you are.
It doesn't look like that now, mate. I've got a new housemate. And has he bought some stuff with him? Has he? For what?
How do you start a cult? Do you have to go and find like an ABN number? Do you need to set up a Facebook page?
These days, a lot of admin.
Yeah.
Do you know? If
HR.
I, tell you what, if I was going to get a cult, do you know what I would do? First thing, make it a church, tax free. If we learned nothing from that Scientology docu, like Ron L. Hubbard, that's exactly what his fight was.
Was it?
Yeah. And Tom Cruise is part of that now.
All right. I feel like we're touching on different subjects here.
You can talk about a doco and I can.
After talking like that, you're out of my cult.
Yeah. What's the requirement?
I'm too informed.
Yeah, you're too informed. What's the requirement?
What if I want to join your cult?
Okay, I'm so glad
I don't, but what if I did?
Well, that's the thing. You don't think you do, but after you look into my very charming eyes.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you've got a tight pant if it's going to be a fashion forward.
Well, Dave, you do wear quite a tight pant.
That's just my weight gain. Yeah, thanks, Hunter.
Okay. Well, no, that's fine. I want
trying
chunky
to do
boys.
Personal training.
I want chunky boys in the cult. I do.
Chunky boys.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
The Apprentice decides to return.
Oh, Dave the Apprentice is with us this morning, and has spent half the day, bitching about being called the Apprentice, and then goes for a toilet break, doesn't make it back before the song's over.
When you need to go, you need to go.
Nothing screams L plates like being in the toilet when the song's finished, mate.
Guys, I've got to talk to you about something.
Okay. Now, I've been anticipating this all day, and if you're listening at home, things are probably going to get pretty sexy. So, you know, maybe slip into something a little more comfortable. If you have a chaise lounge, it's a good time to lay on it.
Yes, it is. Get the velour ready.
Yep.
I went for a swim on the weekend, right, Dave?
Yep. Sounds pretty normal to
sounds
me.
Sounds pretty normal, right? But Hunter and I are never nudes. Are you a nudist?
Like probably not. No.
All right, so you've welcome to the Never Nudes. Now, it was a big thing last year because I did. I was with a bunch of friends at a festival and we all got topless in the river and that was huge.
Huge.
That was huge for me.
Yeah.
So I was very excited about that. So you can imagine my surprise, right, when I went to the pool. The public pool.
Here in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yeah, in Collingwood. Went to the pool and it was rammed. It was the weekend. It was really hot, so it was rammed in a city life.
It's a very sexy pool too. Like the quality of men and women there is very high.
It was,
it's one of Melbourne's sexiest suburbs.
Ooh, nice.
And so I was rammed, so I had to find a spot, and we had to find like an in the sun and out shady spot and light spot as well.
Holly doesn't like the sun, so she's been in the shade. Harry wants to be in the sun. Oh,
because I'm a Brit, so I love to get.
Yeah, it's sun. A real drama finding a spot. I imagine.
You imagine. Thank you for morning, Holt. So found a spot, perfect. So we've laid everything down, and then I look to my right, and there is a guy, just in the nude on his front, sunbathing.
So you can see he's exposed derriere.
I can see his bum.
This is okay. In a public pool.
In a public pool, right? So I'm like, and he's in the shit. He's sunbathing in the shit.
Hang on. Sometimes women lie on their stomach in their bikini and undo the strap at the back so they get an even tan. But they do have the top on. So maybe the front of his togs were on. Although that's not really possible, is it?
No. Right.
Maybe.
So I'm like, right, okay, I think this is wildly inappropriate, right?
What
so
did
then,
Holly say? Because you're the, you know,
I was like,
prude.
Look. I was like, look. She was like,
not
oh.
Liberal Holly. Holly's in the theatre. Holly's in the theatre. She would have seen that. Next thing, she would have been nude and doing a dance.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, look, you know, leave it, like, all right. But there was, like, kids knocking about and whatever, and he was with his friends, and I was like, oh, this is awkward. Then his friends pop in the pool.
And they're dressed appropriately.
He gets up, and no joke, there is like maybe 2 inches of like black elastic in a circle with a piece of cloth.
Hang on, so now he's got jocks on.
No. He's holding it in his hand,
oh.
Right? With a piece of cloth on it that is like size of a postage stamp.
A tissue. Honestly, it's a tissue.
Right? So he gets up, he's got the towel around him, he slips it on. And like pops his bit in this tiny white. It is white. Bit of material.
The most immodest colour.
And then goes in the pool. Worst of all, he doesn't even have a shower. No shower. Nor getting the oil off before he goes in the pool. So now there's
sorry. Why is he expected to shower?
Well, you got to get your suntanning lotion stuff off.
Well, nobody showers before they get in the pool.
Hunter, you are so...
Well, I don't know. I don't go to public pools. You know, I don't take my top off.
Yeah, you have to shower. So he, like, got up.
Sorry. Do people arrive at public pools and then before they get in, they have a shower?
Yes.
Did you have a shower?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think you
need
to.
Do you think most people at the pool had a shower?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
But more importantly, he had, like, suntanning and coconut oil and all over his body. He could be showering before
that. So then he popped in the pool, right?
Are you kidding yourself if you think having a shower is going to stop a public pool being full of gross stuff, guys? I mean, you're kidding yourself.
It does help.
I just love how Harry and I are just glaring at Hunter thinking, who is this man?
Heathen.
Join the conversation. 1-300-JOIN-949. Are you sharing before the pool?
So then he comes out of the pool, right? And now his loincloth that he's wearing, right, is all wet and it's white.
Just see-through.
So now I can see. Yeah. So then I was like, oh, this is getting so inappropriate.
It'd be
so
like when you buy those oranges in a string bag.
Exactly.
That's good imagery.
Then he sits down, right? And he's, you know, I mean, I love a fuller figure, you know, come one, come all. But to be wearing a piece of elastic that is digging in, I'm like, no, right? So then he sits down, and don't worry if I didn't want to see that, because then he takes the elastic off. Unbeknownst to me, inside that piece of cloth is another black smaller piece of cloth, so he pops it over his bits.
It's like a TARDIS G-string.
Yeah. So now he pops it over his bits, so I can see shaft.
Oh my
Harry,
goodness!
Do not say that word on the radio.
Yeah, right. So then he's just sitting down, bold as brass, having a lovely day, and I'm supposed to sit there looking at it.
Well, I respect that sort of body confidence. I mean, as a duo of never nudes, aren't you envious?
No, I'm not envious when I have to sit there and look at it. I can't concentrate on my book. I can't hold a conversation.
Why?
I got to turn my back to it. Now I'm not getting an even
suntan
because I've got to turn around.
Couldn't look away, babe.
I don't like it. I really don't like it at all.
Nah, it's... But it was on me because I should have said to him, hey, mate.
Yeah.
Like...
You think you should have told him to...
I should have told him.
He's probably listening. It sounds like he potentially might have been a member of our community.
I'm a bit of a soccer fan. There should be like a yellow card, red card policy. Like
there should be a yellow card, red card, put your jocks on policy.
To me, it sounds like there should be a yellow card and a red hot card.
I couldn't look at it.
So when you were fuming, what did Holly say? Because she's, you know, in lots of ways the voice of reason here. What was she saying?
Mm. She was like, leave him alone, relax.
It wasn't a big deal at all.
She was like, it is inappropriate, but also, should we have a nice time?
Yeah.
I was like, look at him. Oh, look what he's... She's like, just...
relax. Just try and have a relax about it.
Yeah.
So you regret not confronting him?
Do you know what, right? Maybe the onus is on us in general, that if we don't like something, that we have to say it. Because I let him get away with it. In broad daylight, it was inappropriate behaviour in a public school.
And you said there was kids around.
Yeah, it was absolutely rammed. It ruined my swimming
experience. It doesn't bother me. I think it's fine. He wasn't really doing anything inappropriate, was he? I mean,
have you been tuning in?
I'm serious. I think the way you described the SH word, it feels like you had to be looking pretty closely to even notice that. So, I mean, is the onus on you to maybe not be such a looky-loo?
Do you know how I noticed it? Because we were practically shoulder to shoulder because it was so
How far grand. Away were you and him from the pool?
Where we are.
Well, under a metre?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
Hunter Smite! I was so close to taking a picture of him to send to you, and then I thought, no.
Then that might be the crime there.
You took a photo, then you got arrested.
Yeah, be good.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Making her 2017 return to the Tay Team, it's Gab the Glow Officer. Make her welcome. Clap her in.
Yes.
Hello, Gab.
I was in shock, and I think I've still got one of those emoticon faces.
Really? You're in shock because you wish that you were there with Harry and Cop to look at... No.
No,
what do you think? You think it's not a bit out of line?
I would
line
have had or... to do something.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Put it away. Just run me through a role play. Okay, so you're there with your girlfriend. You're having a relaxing time. Your girlfriend's like, don't say anything. Are you saying something as an officer of the law?
I would have to.
As a concerned...
Would you flash your badge?
That would be the only thing I'd flash.
So she can flash, yeah.
Yeah. I probably, well, if I was in a pool, I might not have it with me, but I would say something because, I mean, if I'm offended, I'm assuming other people are offended. And if he means for that to happen, then that's an offence. He's committing an offence.
So could our Harry put together a bit of a citizen's arrest?
Oh, I'm not touching
not
anything.
Really. No.
Look, he was lying there, right? Bold as brass, like butter, wouldn't melt, like lounged back with a little bit of cloth over it. And I could see it all. There was nothing left to the imagination.
Yeah, that's offensive. That's offensive.
Well, it depends, doesn't it? It's a matter of opinion.
Stop defending it, Hunter. Text him. We need a jury
here. It depends
here.
On if you think budgie smugglers are offensive too.
Oh, well, absolutely
but that,
not.
That material goes all the way around.
Want to make them illegal, do you, ladies? Huh? You missed your day. Yesterday was the International Wednesday. That's when you could have made the laws. Yeah. That's when you should have swooped through your anti-budgie smuggler legislation.
Don't minimalise our day to an in... No, I'm not even getting into this.
Don't get sucked in, Harry.
Michelle Obama says, when they go low, you go high.
Yeah, like
exactly.
It.
Gab, what have you been up to? That's what we want to know.
Well, Chill Out is this weekend.
Yes.
In Dalesford, as well as Moomba. So there's a lot going on. And then leading out of Chill Out is the Equality Roadshow. It's recontinuing its tour.
Back on the bus.
Well, I won't be.
Oh,
but they're doing a whole bunch of things over the next few months.
And so where are they off to?
This weekend they're heading to Geelong.
Oh, excellent.
I think, actually. I'll have to get back. You can
That's right.
It.
We can chuck it in the
Google. Yeah, later. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. So be careful at Moomba because in big crowds, that's when people start doing pickpockety things and just hold on to your belongings, look after yourselves.
Am I right in thinking we had a bit of drama at Moomba last year?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you strain back and think back a year, yes, there was.
And I'm not talking about who they crowned the King and Queen of Moomba, which is controversial enough.
There'll be a lot of additional police on this year. There's
Excellent.
Always a lot of police working public holidays, but there'll be more for this year.
So that's on Mondays, remember?
Yeah, all weekend there's things on. I'll be working Friday night, unfortunately. So if you're in the city, come and say hello.
Yeah,
you'll be able
to
find me amongst everybody.
You just walk in the streets?
Pretty much.
Yeah, great.
Are you going to have your badges on?
No.
No?
I wear them to LGBTI events.
Oh, okay.
Moomba is not one of them.
And what's going on for Chill Out? What are you doing up there?
We have a stall and we'll have a number of local glows from Ballarat, Dalesford, Trentham, that whole area.
And which day will you be there?
That's Sunday. Yeah. So I've been there every year for probably 9 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
You should go to that, Harry. What are you doing on Sunday?
All right, yeah. Go chill.
Sure. All of you go.
Not me. I can't go.
Oh, you can't go.
No, I'm just saying you should go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You spend much time in Dalesford?
No, not surprisingly, no.
I think you'd really like it. Have you been there at all?
No.
Oh my God, you'd like it.
Maybe some naked
either.
Men there for you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's what.
You're always off doing little trips. I think Dalesford would be perfect for you.
You've never been there.
No.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. She's being a bit weird about it, like something happened.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking.
Very coy.
Pretending.
Maybe I have. I can't remember. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, not very memorable. No offence, Dalesford, if you're listening. on this, Harry, their big weekend, okay? It's chill out this weekend, and you've gone and said they're forgettable.
Where's the music?
Harry's demeanour in the studio right now is so suspect. There's something happening in Dalesford we need to get to the bottom of. There's something.
Launch
an investigation, Gab.
Yes.
I will. I'll be speaking to her later.
Gab, do you bring your gun for 2017? New year, new you?
Do I look like it's on me?
Oh, I don't know.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Oh, what are you saying, man?
It's been a big week for Nans.
What is happening with Mon? So, Dave, we do this segment weekly. It's one of our faves.
It's my fave too. I've been tuning in.
Now, do you have...
What's been going on with your Nans this week, babe?
Well, she's crossed over 2 or 3 years ago, so...
Oh.
No, I know.
It's been a quiet week for
It was her birthday. It would have been her birthday just last Sunday, actually.
That's nice. Yeah. And, well, what a way to honour her than hearing some funny stories about our Nans.
Yes, let's do it.
Yes, all right. Mine's not funny at all, so not great, but... my Nan was, I was chatting to her this week, and she's, whenever we speak, no matter the topic, she always has to bring up how happy her life has been with her partner, John, right? So,
your
no matter
granddad.
What, yeah, well, no, not my granddad, but her husband, yeah. So, no matter what the conversation is, she'll start saying, but you know, we've had a happy life, haven't we? We've had a happy life. Your dad was saying to me the other day that he'd like us to be cremated and we could send the ashes up to his place in the country and he could spread it. But I say, well, that's not what we're going to do. One of us is going to die. The other one's going to keep the ashes, and then we're going to spread them up at Arthur's seat. Because you know, darling, we've had a happy life, and the truth is, we're happy to go right now if we could.
Oh my God!
I was like, I'm only ever half listening, you know. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, what? She's like, oh, I said, did you just say you're happy to go now? And she goes, oh, well, no. I mean, no, probably not. I was like, all right, well.
Careful what you wish for.
If I rock up one day and you're both gone, I'll know what's happened. Yeah. And she goes, oh, no, we couldn't do that. I can imagine planning it. And then after John's gone, me chickening out.
Classic Romeo and Juliet.
That's all I was about to say. Yes.
Also, a couple of weeks ago, you might remember, she was going to a town hall meeting at village.
Because... backstory.
There's been new management taking over the village and she's not happy about it. And she was going to give them a bit of what for. So she had a long list of things to go.
They got rid of Dougie because they all thought that he was stealing.
Yeah, fingers in the till.
Yeah.
And the new woman, Sheena, is very hard work. Ooh. So anyway, I said, how did it go? Did you confront Sheena? What happened? And she goes, oh, well, as it turned out, I didn't have to speak. I was like, what do you mean you didn't have to speak? You were going to have a big thing. She's like, yeah, it turned out they didn't need me to. I was like, what do you mean they didn't need me? And she's like, I was too nervous. I didn't say anything. So she just wears up, you know, did a curtsy in front of Sheena. Nice to meet you, Lady Mayoress. Well,
the dictator.
She had one of her major issues with there's too many notices on the notice board.
Yeah, too many notes. Treating them like children, Dave. They could have felled a forest with all the paper it took to make those notes.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.